you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The family of a victim in January's deadly crash involving Flight 5342 files a lawsuit against American Airlines, the U.S. government, and PSA Airlines. The suit claims they failed to protect passengers on board the plane that departed Wichita and crashed in Washington, D.C. The KDHE issues a warning about a synthetic drug sold at Kansas gas stations and vape shops. They say 7OH products are dangerous and possibly deadly when taking with alcohol. Governor Kelly asks FEMA to extend federal disaster declarations after flooding earlier this month here in Kansas. That extension would allow more time to assess damage and seek federal assistance through the public assistance program. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Fertilizer prices hit a record high in 2022, and it appears those costs are on the rise again. Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham says prices for some key fertilizer products like phosphates are trending higher.
The big drivers are energy costs, mainly because nitrogen fertilizers rely on natural gas. And so other countries have had decreased production due to conflict.
Any increase in input costs, like fertilizer, can have a dramatic impact on a farmer's bottom line. Parham says the best way to prepare is to keep an eye on the market and be ready to pivot with changing conditions.
And so staying flexible and planning for this volatility will help, you know, manage higher input costs, as well as just being aware of higher input costs across the board.
For more information, visit FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
When's the last time your walls got a little love? If they're looking tired, faded, or just plain uninspired, it's time for a change. Right now at Miller Hardware and Downs, during the Valspar Fall Savings Event, you can save up to $75 on Valspar paint, September 26th through October 4th. Whether you're adding a pop of color, brightening a room, or finally covering up that oops moment, Miller Hardware has the shades and supplies to bring your vision to life. Stop by Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, or Saturdays, 8 to 4. Miller Hardware, where fresh color meets hometown care.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 81. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 55.
People often say Schoen's Auto Repair always looks swamped, and they're not wrong. Big repairs keep them busy, but they still make time for the simple stuff. From oil changes and brake work to tire rotations and fluid checks, Schoen's has six full-time techs ready to get customers in and out. And now, Schoen's is offering camper repairs, led by a name the community knows, Jason Tony. From leaks and plumbing to AC fixes, Jason brings years of camper expertise. If you're in the area with a fully equipped service truck, he will come to you. Whether it's a car or a camper, call Schoen's Auto Repair. Schoen's Auto Repair, small town feel, big time service.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency LLC is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis. Michael Schwena, Fogged.net, and 24/7 Sports. Join 580 WIBW in Topeka on Tuesday and discuss KU men's basketball's conference schedule that was released early this week.
KU not playing BYU twice is super silly. But I think generally, like, it's not one of those where you look at some of the travel and think that, man, like, the KU kind of got screwed. Obviously, you know, KU plays Iowa State on a Tuesday, then Baylor on a Friday. Friday game, kind of weird, but that's a tough stretch. And then I think it's BYU home on a Saturday, then at Texas Tech on a big Monday. Those are two of the hardest games, I think, on KU's schedule. Having those back-to-back in a Saturday, Monday, that's a challenge. So I think overall, not as bad as it could have been. They're obviously, it's the Big 12. You're going to find stretches in a season that are not going to be easy. But I think top to bottom, you know, it's a fair schedule for KU, and it should make for a very interesting conference season.
KU starts the regular season Monday, November 3rd, and the conference slate begins on Saturday, January 3rd. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Kansas Volleyball Association rankings have come out this week. Class 4A sees Hayden, 14-0, number 1. Clay Center, 2, 14-2. Andell, Paola, Bishop Miege, McPherson, Rock Creek, Colton, Tonganoxie, and Chanute. Class 3A, Silver Lake, 20-1. Beloit, 2, 16-3. Hoisington, 3, 14-3. Halstead, Trinity Academy, Heston, Goodland, 10-2. Holcomb, Riverton, and Neodesha. Class 2A, Ellenwood remains number 1, 14-0. Moundridge, Hillsboro, Rossville, Oakley, 18-0. Medicine Lodge, Valley Heights, Sedgwick, Marantha, Christian, Jefferson County North. Class 1A, Division 1, Little River, 15-1, number 1. Centralia, number 2, 18-1. Rock Hills, number 3, 18-0. South Gray, Spearville, Greeley County, Olpe, Gossel, Quinter, and Osage, or Onega. Tonight, number 2 and 4A Clay Center will come visit Beloit. The number 2 Beloit Lady Trojans will take on the Clay Center Tigers. Number 2 and 4A versus number 2 and 3A. Coach Brandy Paul says the team needs to keep improving, and it's ironic that with 1 month to go before regionals, her team needs to keep getting better in several areas.
I think we just need to keep building and stay consistent and not settle where we're at. And like I said, we're going to continue to work on our serve receive because we know, you know, that's one of the most important aspects of the game. We have to have that first kill, good pass, and we're going to continue to work on blocking. You know, yeah, Monday marked 4 weeks until regional, so we got a lot of stuff to do. Hopefully we're going to have the two girls back next week. And so then, you know, almost it's a restart because now we throw them in the mix with all these girls. They're all going to have different roles. They're all going to still continue to have a role on this team. And we figured it out. You know, everybody has earned a spot on this team, and we're going to continue to make sure they all have a role. And as long as we can unite as one and continue to get better, you know, we can be a really dangerous team.
KD Country 94, country's greatest hits.